This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar called it a tried-and-true method to treat coronavirus. He called this a major advance in the treatment of patients. Plasma is said to result in a 30 to 35% better survival rate for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent plasma is blood plasma, that's the liquid part of blood, containing coronavirus antibodies donated by people who have recovered from COVID-19. The New York Times reported last week an FDA emergency use authorization for this treatment was on hold after officials from the National Institutes of Health intervened, saying evidence on its efficacy was too weak. Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has tested positive for the novel coronavirus and is in serious condition with a fever. That's according to her party's spokeswoman. Tymoshenko is the first high-profile Ukrainian politician known to have contracted COVID-19. She served two terms as prime minister before her defeat in 2010 in the presidential election. Tymoshenko's condition is described as serious. Ukraine has experienced a sharp rise in infections this week, with a new 24-hour total of more than 2,300 cases reported on Saturday. Overall, Ukraine has recorded more than 100,000 infections and more than 2,200 deaths. In world coronavirus statistics, we'll have to come back to that story. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also download an easy-to-use application that we have for your cell phone. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday and called for President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. Protesters, many wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted freedom and we will not forget, we will not forgive as they marched through the city center of Minsk. State media reported about 20,000 protesters took part, but opposition-leading media put the estimate at nearly 100,000 protesters. The demonstrations began after the August 9th presidential election, in which Lukashenko claimed 80% of the vote. The result drew claims of fraud by opposition parties. An Uzbek journalist who had been detained in Kyrgyzstan since earlier this month was freed Sunday in Uzbekistan after being extradited the day before. Bobomurad Abdullayev was extradited Saturday to face unspecified criminal charges in Uzbekistan, despite concerns raised by the journalist's lawyer and international press freedom groups. They warned the journalist is at risk of torture if extradited. Abdullayev, who is based in Germany, was detained August 9th by Kyrgyz intelligence at a cafe in the nation's capital, Bishkek. The arrest, according to a district judge, stemmed from an extradition request by Uzbek officials who accuse Abdullayev of disseminating materials that target the constitutional order of Uzbekistan via social media. He has denied the accusations. Kabul's police chief has been fired, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry on Sunday, following a mortar attack that hit the presidential palace last week and an uptick in small-scale bombings in the nation's capital. Government officials say the chief, who oversaw security in Kabul and surrounding districts, and at least two other mid-ranking security officials were let go over the recent rise in insecurity in the capital. During Independence Day celebrations on Tuesday, at least three people were killed and 19 injured after more than a dozen mortars were fired at the city's heavily fortified Green Zone, home to a number of foreign embassies along with high-profile government installations. The palace was hit and several members of the president's elite security detail were among the injured. And firefighters battling history-making wildfires in Northern California say the weather is not in their favor as they struggle to bring more than 600 separate blazes under control. In addition to the flames, firefighters are battling hot weather, unpredictable winds, and possible lightning strikes that make the situation worse. President Trump has declared a major disaster area for Northern California. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.